Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Donnie.
And Dana.
From the National Center for Child Protection. And we've got the privilege to, on a weekly basis, share some of the topics that are hot topics within child protection and also taking hands with I Am Youth.
It's quite important for the community members out there to know that there is support being offered and it is accessible and available, and that if anyone is in need of support, then they need to reach out to either I Am Youth or the National Center for Child Protection so that we can obviously then provide guidance and assistance as needed and where needed.
So we have a few topics we specifically want to touch on, and our first topic will be teenage pregnancies. So Dana, I'm going to hand over back to you because you just had that conversation at a school.
I did actually have that conversation with grade 7 learners to matrix, and it was quite an interesting response to the things that were shared with them today. And, you know, just reading the room and their faces as to the shock from some of them and the shock to some of them, and the fact that, you know, some of them you can see that they're aware of what's going on, but with others, they're completely flabbergasted as to the fact that this is actually happening within their communities. And some of the things that we touched on in terms of teenage pregnancies is it might not be a planned pregnancy and it might be a mistake, yes, but, you know, that mistake then carries over onto family members. And as much as a teenage mother feels that, you know, this child is a burden on me, what am I going to do, struggling with that decision to make of keeping the baby or not keeping the baby, and then passing that burden over to, you know, a grandmother, for instance, that now has to take care of a grandchild that's not necessarily her own, and she might not be ready for that. So financial constraints appear on the family, and this mother is likely still in grade 10, 11 or matric, and she now needs to decide, you know, is she going to finish her studies and get her matric certificate, or is she going to instead have a baby and leave school, which would obviously inevitably impact her family and this baby. So those are some of the topics that we discussed on. Donnie, I'm not sure if you would like to add on that.
Yeah, so I think what's important to share with the listeners is that children under the age of 16 cannot consent to sex. At the same time, we, in our stats, revealed that in 2020, we had 688 births from 9-year-olds and 10-year-olds, which means that as much as we want to speak about teenage pregnancies, we also need to speak about child pregnancies and just that window. So teenagers are globally, it's accepted that a teenager starts, or the teenage years start at the age of 13, and then that goes all the way up to, well, a lot older, but I'm going to use 17 because once they get to 18, then obviously we no longer speak about children. We speak about majors because they're no longer minors. So within our industry, we obviously see that quite often. And as you've rightfully pointed out, that sometimes these girls are under stress. We had a case like that not too long ago where a young girl was between keeping a baby and having an abortion. What was, and why is our advice before somebody makes that decision on their own? Our advice is always to speak to the people close to you. And if you don't feel comfortable with that, it's obviously to speak to somebody at, for example, our child protection hotline. You had amazing advice that day. Do you want to share with the people your advice that you had for that young lady that day?
Most definitely. Some of the advice that we shared with her on that particular day was the fact that, you know, whatever decision she makes is going to be an impactful decision that, you know, will impact her for the rest of her life. What that means is whether she decided to keep the baby, that would impact her and put a lot of stress on her. But if she decided to have an abortion and not keep that baby, she'd have to live with that, you know, decision for the rest of her life. And a lot of ladies that we have spoken to in the past that have gone through the process of having an abortion for whatever reason, be it medical, be it financial, a lot of them, probably, I can't say 100%, but probably close to 90 to 95% regret the fact that they went through with that process of having an abortion. And, you know, there's a lot of factors that tie in, such as an unwanted child due to the fact of being sexually assaulted and raped. So the topic does become very sensitive as we go. And it would be difficult for especially a teenager. And as Johnny rightfully mentioned, we can't call it teenage pregnancies anymore. We now need to phrase it differently in terms of a child pregnancy, because not all children that fall pregnant are teenagers yet. We have girls that are much younger than the age of, you know, teenaging and maturing in life that are falling pregnant and carrying and having these babies. So, you know, we need to be very careful with the terminology that we use. But I mean, for someone to be, for instance, sexually assaulted, forced or raped into falling pregnant and then deciding to keep that child, oftentimes we find that that child then becomes a reminder of the assault that took place or the trauma that they went through. And they then are constantly reminded on a daily basis that they went through that. Whereas on the other side of the, you know, the scenario is the fact that we've had moms give birth to children that were conceived out of rape or whatever the case may be, and they look at it completely differently. And I think that all ties into the mind and the mindset that someone has. Your mind is so powerful, and if you decide to put your mind to something, you can achieve anything in this world. And be it you are a child that is pregnant and you have no idea how you are going to finish schooling or provide for that child, if you put your mind to it, you will find a way. And if you put your faith in the Lord, He will guide you in the right direction and He will place you where you are meant to be. And provide even in times where you feel you don't know where you will be provided for. I mean, we see that on a daily basis in our organization where we are unsure of where funding will come from. And it appears, so to that child that is going through that battle, they need to be supported and they need to be guided in the right direction. And at the end of the day, the advice that we gave to that young girl was, no one can force her into making a decision. This is her life to live, and this decision needs to be made by her. Yes, there's outside sources that can influence that decision, but at the end of the day, she needs to come to terms with what she would like to do with her own life. I'm not sure if...
So I think when we go back to our stats again, I think what's important to share is that one in four girls by the age of 20 have fallen pregnant in South Africa. So it's not a phenomenon that doesn't touch a lot of lives. Every one in every four girls up to the age of 20 fall pregnant in South Africa. And it's very important when that has happened or your daughter is going through that, is that you follow a safe route either towards pregnancy or, if the call is for an abortion, to follow a safe route. Please have conversations with the correct people. Make contact with us. Our hotline will be made available at the end of this podcast. And make contact. Have a conversation with us. Let's not rush our teenagers into decisions. Let's not rush our children into decisions because we're unsure. It's in that moment no longer about you. There's a small baby that needs help and needs assistance. And there's a young person that is pregnant that needs help and assistance. Have those conversations. I know it's tough. I can only imagine that you sometimes do not want to share that information with your parents. Parents, when you receive that information, please have a sit down with your child. Remember, it's your child. Remember, they're scared. They're heartbroken. You might be hurt. I can guarantee you the hurt they're feeling is so much more. So have a sit down, have that conversation, and then we can make sure that the decisions that are made is at the best for those children. So Dana, one of the things that we always advocate is to have conversation. And it's so important that people reach out when they need conversation. You, the head of mental health at our organization, please can you share with the listeners our number and also the process that follows for them to get the help that they need?
Of course. So if you are in need of assistance, be it you have fallen pregnant and you have no support, be it, you know, you are just struggling with some mental health issues, anything and everything, we will find a solution and we will find a way to guide and support you. So as Donnie mentioned, with our communication, we cannot know what's going on and then we cannot provide support. So it's very important to reach out. So our number with partnered with IM Youth is 076-037-6345. So that's 076-037-6345. Please reach out to our counseling hotline. Let us assist you. And the process from there is you reach out to us either on a phone call or send a WhatsApp message through. We will then answer you depending on what you are wanting to report or what you need guidance or support with. We will then take you through the next steps of filling in an application form. Once you receive your details, we can then start arranging a counselor and the counselor will reach out to you and you can start having online counseling sessions free of charge so that we can support and guide you through the process of whatever you're going through. I think that's it for us, Donnie.
That was our very first podcast. Well done, Dana. I think we learned a lot within the time allocated, and teenage pregnancies is not something you have to go through on your own. Please make contact and let's have a conversation.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.